The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now, and it begins with some breaking news.
Wink, wink.
From 1265 Lombardi Avenue, Matt LaFleur told us it was going to be a truncated off-season program because they're going to be starting early, just like they did last year. Well, turns out it's exactly right. Per Katie Hermson, our contact on the other side of the building, family night is set for Saturday, August 2nd, and the first practice of training camp is set for Wednesday, July 23rd. Oh boy, how do you feel about starting July 23rd for training camp if you're a player? Is that all right with you?
It's fine. It is what it is. Again, after the 4th of July, I'm ready to go when it's from a player standpoint. And actually, from my standpoint, which is what I really care about, I'll be able to come up with you and do the
the dream drive.
Dream drive, because we're actually going to be taking a little break after that. So I'm excited. Normally it's a Thursday. We're going to be able to pull this off. So I'll, Jesse, put it on the calendar. We'll be up there. Dream drive up at the Tundra Trio, baby. 23rd of July. Let's go.
I'll have to update our summer tour graphic here at TBA on there. I'll be able to update that one now. Very exciting.
So there it is, the start of training camp, July 23rd. Family night is August 2nd, so make sure you mark your calendars for that. We will get a little more into OTAs as the second practice, but the first one open to reporters is today. Before that, though, I want to remind you, I hope you've never had to make this call. I hope you never do have to make this call. But Gruber Law Offices is there waiting for your call if you have been injured in an accident. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. We'll get ready for the OTA practice with some more conversation about the Packers next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. Slow down on Monday, not a sound. On Wednesday, yeah, might get loud.
On Friday, but on Saturday, we paint the town. Packers' first open OTA practice to the media, not to fans, as we covered earlier. Coming up in a little while here today. Tausch, we didn't get to this yet. I wanted to get to this. The Packers do know who their starting quarterback is, Jordan Love. There have been times in recent years where the quarterback wasn't here for these practices, but we knew it was going to be Aaron Rodgers. The Pittsburgh Steelers are waiting on Aaron Rodgers. And Terry Bradshaw doesn't like it. I think we can safely say that when Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, if and when he signs with the Steelers, Terry will not be giving him his blessing to take number 12 out of retirement and wear it in Pittsburgh.
If you're going to read a quote, you better do it in a Terry Bradshaw voice for us. Otherwise, it's not going to count.
I don't do a Terry Bradshaw. I could do it in Kermit the Frog. I can do it in Tausch's Gaelic.
Just give us a little Southern drawl. It's just Terry Bradshaw.
Pirates. Well, then you read it in your Terry Bradshaw voice, Jesse.
I don't have the quote in front of me.
Well, I was kind of putting you on the spot here.
Okay, Terry Bradshaw. This will be me trying to imitate Terry Bradshaw. You're the guy who does the voices. That's your lane.
Yeah, not prepared.
That's a joke, Bradshaw said on 103.7 The Buzz in Little Rock, Arkansas. That is just, to me, a joke. What are you going to do? Bring bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? How am I doing so far?
Not bad.
That guy needs to stay in California. Go somewhere and chew on some bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Pretty good.
Terry Bradshaw not on board with Aaron Rodgers keeping the Steelers waiting. He goes on to say, I like Kenny Pickett. I'm not going to go any farther.
We're still going. Wow.
Well, there's a whole other quote. And he talks about how Kenny Pickett was not given an opportunity to succeed. You are a huge Terry Bradshaw fan. That's been established on this show, Tausch. what do you make of Terry Bradshaw's commentary here?
Terry is a provocateur. He's been on air for a long time. It's time for Terry to call it. And I think the ironic part would be is if Aaron Rodgers replaced Terry Bradshaw, both as a quarterback in Pittsburgh and then on Fox as one of the guys. I think that would be kind of a fitting way to do it. So I don't have any problem with Terry Bradshaw voicing his opinion on things. I think that's great. It's good for us. It's good for the league. I think it's fun. He has not liked Aaron Rodgers for a long time. That has been abundantly clear. So why would we be surprised that he doesn't like him now? I don't understand. Is eating tree bark? What is that? Is that a metaphor for something?
Well, you'll have to go see him and his one-man show and ask him when apparently we'll have all kinds of access to him at Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Look, you're right. I don't know what the genesis of that was. Of him not liking Rodgers, that bark chewing and everything else is obviously an offshoot of his idea of what Rodgers does in the offseason with the ayahuasca and all the other stuff that he might have.
But is that what ayahuasca is?
No. But it's not really Terry Bradshaw's area of expertise, I'm guessing.
Well, what is his area of expertise?
Football, theoretically.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I think he was very good.
Like Terry Bradshaw is very good for a long time. Yeah. But those days are gone. Hmm. They just are.
Be sure to tune in to Behind the Bucks. I tell you about Behind the Bucks all the time, presented by Gallagher, your trusted HR and benefits consultant. They've got all these great stories. It's a different way to look at Bucks history. And whether it's going through the Giannis documentary and going behind the scenes of that Emmy-winning episode, or what it's like to play in the Olympics, or the Brandon Jennings story and the genesis of Bucks in Six, or the current one, or the most recent one being on Damian Lillard. It is all there for you on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. You can find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcast. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. More Wilde and Tausch with Uncle Homer scheduled to appear next, so stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Make sure, do it right. Make sure, do it right. Whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Drive a truck, fix a car, dig a ditch or you play guitar.
I'm never going to complain about having the extended version of Duke Tomato and the All-Star Frogs at our disposal, because it usually means that Uncle Homer is joining us. We had a little bit of a technical glitch, so Jesse is working on repairing that. But I am very eager to talk to the crazy old man, because if Jesse can take credit for his misguided, and that I think is being kind, suggestion that Pat Murphy should be on the hot seat, and that's spurring the Brewers on to win 7 of their next 10 games since that ridiculous take was delivered at Pablo's birthday party, then I think Homer has every right to take credit for whatever walks Jack Centurio has worked from opposing pitchers. Am I wrong to think that what's good for the goose is good for the homer?
I think it's good for the gander, too.
Yeah.
Okay. No problem with any of that.
I know he took some grief for that, which I didn't think was deserved.
No, I thought it was deserved.
You did?
A young player who you sign and is going to be one of the faces of your franchise. You've already made that determination. And you want to trade him because he's struggling in 30 games or 40 games? I think that's deserving of criticism.
All right, well, let's...
To the degree, now, I don't know. But, yes. I don't have a problem with the criticism either. And Homer shouldn't either.
Here he comes. Once again, it is Steve the Homer True. Homer, did you deserve criticism for your Jack Centurio opinion? Good morning.
I don't know. Yes, I'm just elated that I have expressed and people have either to make fun of me for whatever reason, understood the importance. He cannot, never will be an outstanding player, which we all expect, with the percentage of walks he was getting. Now, he has since improved. It's still very low, but it's not historic, and everybody needs to watch it. And if they watch it to make fun of me, fine, but it is the most important thing regarding him, more important than batting average, more important than home runs, because I'm certain he's okay in those areas. You cannot, never will be a star at the rate he was taking walks. And to his credit, he has improved since. I take no credit for that whatsoever. He gets the credit because it's impressive, given how horrible he was. The only objection anyone could have had, which very few did because they didn't respect the importance of the information, would be, Homer, you should have waited a whole year. I waited 250 plate appearances because I was appalled that no one had brought it up. So that means that I did it a little early. I don't think so, but that is going to bring some criticism. But again, the only legitimate criticism no one used because they chose instead to not even take the time to see the accuracy and importance of that particular stat based on greatness of baseball players in the major leagues. And that's sad, but so be it. That's my job. I think they're now doing it.
Speaking of jobs, did you pick up a second gig as like a telemarketer or taking calls from disgruntled customers? Because I hear a lot of phones ringing in the background. Are you like Judy from Time Life Books?
No, this is a problem. Now that I drive a Lincoln, I don't know exactly what's going on. So hold on here just a second.
We've now been put on hold by Steve the Homer True as he drives his Lincoln.
I'm not exactly sure what that was and what causes it, because this car is more complicated than my Scion, so I apologize for that noise.
But you got a good deal on it.
I did get a good deal.
And you go to Quick Trip for the gas.
I go to Quick Trip, and I do want to emphasize, it's a great point, and when I go to Quick Trip, which of course I go, I get to use regular unleaded. I was afraid that I had to go premium, and I checked with a previous owner. He said no, and that's huge, because if it was premium, I would be selling it to someone else.
I thought the previous owner was some little old lady that only drove it to, like, the grocery store once a week. That's why it's so low on miles.
Right, 77,000 miles, but I don't know how rich they were. Yeah?
How often are you calling her for, like, things that you need to worry about with the car? Like, the air pressure's a little low. What do I actually keep your tires at?
You are a good reporter. No, I asked the person who bought it from her, who was going to give it to his kids, and they said they didn't want it. So I'm not calling her. The person who I bought it from told me that he got it from a friend who... I mean, a 2012 with 77,000 miles, that's unbelievable.
That's a smoking hot deal, no doubt.
Yes.
And what is the model?
So we'll see.
Just out of curiosity, what is the model?
Lincoln MXSZ, I don't even know. But it's not one of those.
Very much on brand. Okay,
Homer, well, what are you? What would you want Will D as he's going to be up there at OTAs? What's the one dying question you have that you want Jason Wilde to find out information for you today about?
Oh, I mean, it's all about Jair, but it's a question of the problem is asking a question they'll actually answer. That's what you spend time thinking
about.
That's
his specialty.
At least what I did.
He greases him up a little bit, and then he finds a way to get that answer out of him.
Well, I don't – but you know, I mean, it's like, what's the percentage
Jason.
Chance? What's the percentage? What's the compliment? He's very good.
I know he is. He's looking at me like I'm shot his dog.
That is that, and you neglect to add this part to it. In addition to being very nice, he then will ask the tough question, and they answer it.
Yeah, he's got them all greased up. It's like those fittings on that Lincoln, that 2012 Lincoln. They're all greased up. Oil's good.
I'll ask. No, hold on. Nice try. I'll ask Jason. He could grease you up. This is a great line. As much as you want, and you still ain't answering the question he wants.
That's true of you. Yeah, that's true. The grease, the grease does not work with the old, boy.
How about with grease? Did it work with grease?
It did. It did with grease. It did actually. It did.
Homer, what's the question you want to ask? I mean, come on.
I know what percentage chance that Jair. I wonder what percentage chance that Jair is going to play on the Packers this year? Because to me, it's huge. I'm more willing to forgive him because I don't care if he plays half the games. They're still better than if he doesn't show up. And to be better than I think they're going to be, which is good but not good enough, I'm willing to gamble on Jair, assuming that he wants to play in Green Bay. And I'll defer to Jason on that. I thought there was no way he wanted to, and clearly, I guess at the right price he would, or I don't know what's the best way to put that. Yeah, I want to know the percentage chance that Jair's going to play for the Packers this year. Forget all the other stuff. But they won't answer that. Honestly.
Yeah, they definitely won't answer that, and they'll say we're working through that.
Day to day.
I will say this: we are going to talk to Jordan Love. I believe we're scheduled to speak with him. I am very curious about his mentality heading into this season because I have said, I have said repeatedly that I think this is a very pivotal season for him to elevate his game to the level of being as good as he's capable of being. We have seen how good he is. If we use the Homer rule of judging players, young
great
players,
rule.
Based on
really
what they do when they play well, not when they play poorly, we have seen glimpses that he can be a great NFL quarterback. I don't know how great he can be consistently. And I'm curious how he can get to that level consistently. What does he need to do?
We don't know.
To play at that level?
Maybe you would. We don't know how much was the lack of LaFleur having a bad year last year because he didn't know how to fit the pass and the run with a running back like that, and also how much Jordan Love was hurt and how that affected his play. I give him 2 years. I don't. This year is not as important to me as you say, but I give him 2 years. But your premise, how hurt was he? How much did the injury affect what he was capable of doing? And why was no one open?
Yeah, it wasn't all him.
Wicks, according to every analytic, was wide open all day.
Yeah, he just didn't catch many of the balls that were thrown to him.
No, he dropped too many. Nobody was wide open all day. The only guy that was wide open all day was Jay Reed. I don't care what the analytics said. I don't agree with the analytics.
Don't.
There's more than one analytic. Hold on. Let me tell you what my analytics said. Jaden Reed was open, wide open early in the year, and we loved him. And then all of a sudden, he was never open. Mm. And he probably dropped too many passes, too. You watched the game.
Did
you say, forget analytics. Tell me your eyes, Tausch. Did you see the second half of that season, wide receivers open, any of them, all the time? Yes or no?
I did not. I think it's twofold. It is part of it is the play action pass game just was not as good. And I do wonder from Jordan's perspective and really from the Packers' perspective, how would you think they graded Jordan Love last year?
Jason? Great question.
You think they gave him a B? What do you think they saw? Because you factor that stuff in.
I tell you what LaFleur gave him. LaFleur gave him a C-.
What?
Because LaFleur ain't blaming himself.
You think so?
Yeah, LaFleur gave Jordan Love a C-. That's what I believe.
Jason, I don't think he did. I bet he gave him a B.
Privately, not publicly. Privately.
Yeah, what privately.
Yeah.
Privately, the first half of the season, he had too many bad decisions. I think he obviously had the injury to deal with, which factored in. I bet he got a B-, C-plus from the head coach. But they don't grade on letter grades, right?
No, but we do.
Not publicly. Privately, they do all the time. You know that. Right?
I don't know if I know that. I don't know if they actually give out letter grades.
They grade them all the time. It's just, well, maybe they grade them numbers. They grade everything. Right? Mm,
they do. They do grade everything.
Yeah. Very true.
But I don't think they say, you got a C-plus this year. As you go into your junior season as a starter. I think this is a pivotal year for him, and I think he knows that. Who is he going to become? Who is the quarterback he is going to be? I think this year goes a long way to deciding it. Does anyone here disagree with that?
I'll say this. It doesn't matter. He could have a year similar or worse, and he's still going to be the starting quarterback the following year.
Yeah.
Sure, I would agree.
Jason, what do you want to see more than anything else from him?
Hey, consistency. He wants to see more consistency.
I want him to be more consistently accurate, for one. There were certainly a number of drops that were part of the equation. No one's suggesting it wasn't. Mm-hmm. There was certainly the issue with his two different left leg injuries.
He needs to run more.
Mm-hmm.
Use his running ability more, both in passing and running.
Yes.
Right?
Agreed. Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
So those
and
are all
I think
things
it's
on
unfair.
List.
I think, and that's where I think it is unfair to criticize him last year, because we all thought maybe he shredded his knee out in Sao Paulo. And then when he comes back, what did he do? He's groin or whatever it was in Jacksonville.
Groin. Yep.
It never was there. And that was a big component to him. I think one of the things that people didn't give him enough credit for last year was getting rid of the football on time and limiting the amount of sacks that his group gave up, because as we've seen by Goody's actions, not his words, he didn't think they protected him very well last year. And that's why he's making the moves and putting this competition. That is something I think Jordan Love has not gotten enough credit for, is read, understand where his outlets are, and not taking a ton of sacks. And even he didn't turn the football over a ton off of that. It was more just bad decisions. It wasn't because he was getting stracked and anything else. His ability to notice the rush, keep his eyes down the field, and know where to go with the football is something we haven't given him enough love to Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As far as grades, I want to mention that I said what LaFleur would do it. I give LaFleur a lower grade than Jordan Love.
Because
come on, dude.
When
Matt LaFleur, hold up one second, Homer. Homer, let me speak, and then I'm going to give you the floor. So you just said LaFleur did it. Would you say, are you telling me he did his worst job coaching last year? Is that what you're trying to say?
I can't compare the years, but –
Well, you've covered the team the whole time. What do you mean you can't compare?
I can't remember that far back. Come on.
All right, that's fair.
Ask Wildy that 5 years.
But you just said he was worse than Jordan Love, and that was a C.
Yes.
You gave him a C or C minus. Matt LaFleur last year. Let's slow down. This is what drives me nuts.
What?
About certain media, certain media narratives that get.
What?
What?
Jordan Love, his starting quarterback gets hurt. They bring a guy in that was cast away by the Tennessee Titans. And he wins and looks great doing it with Malik Willis. Then he changes and adapts his run game to fit the guy that is able to do what he does with what now looks as if the O-line was not as good as we all thought, with a receiving core that had no clear-cut number one, and their offense still does what it does, and you say Matt LaFleur had a disappointing season?
I said he had a word. That
make
you
it make
nice
sense.
Job. You should be as Well, what do you mean it didn't make sense? You had this great running back.
No, I said make it make sense.
He did a great job when he had a quarterback and just said run the damn ball. But we thought when Jordan Love came back that the offense should be not only good but better. This guy is a play savant. And now he's got the best balance he's ever had. He's got the best. And the receivers are never open. And the passing game is nothing as far as what you'd expect. That's on LaFleur given the standard. Now, I don't know what you have against the media. If I said LaFleur's a terrible coach, maybe I said last year, I don't think he did well when Jordan Love came back. I will never understand.
You said he stunk last year. You just said he was worse than Love. You said Love was a C-minus, and he was worse than Love. Those are your words. I didn't put those words in your mouth, did I?
How do you work with this guy? I said that LaFleur would have given Jordan Love that great. I didn't say it was my great. Jason, is that exactly what I said? Play the tape.
It's a burden. There's no doubt about it. But I'm no picnic, as I've been told before.
Just like most coaches, they're never going to blame themselves.
So, Homer, your argument on LaFleur, if you want to, and this is where I was upset, is sloppy play, not being consistent, and with what that offense did the last 2 or 3 weeks, if you want to spin the narrative you just spun, that's where you go. Because the end of the season stunk. And that's why you saw 3 picks in the first 87 all go on offense. That's why you saw them go pick up a big left guard. Because they know this offense ain't good enough to get it done against the big boys. We saw that repeatedly last year. And that's your argument for LaFleur not having a good year.
Okay. Well, I've always said he's into smart more than
tough. I'm debating myself here.
Yeah, kind of.
Debating myself.
It's great.
Sounds like your dream scenario.
You must be tired. Tosh, you must be tired at the end of the show because you not only have to talk, but you have to tell everybody else what they should be saying. Man, that is whoa.
No, I want you to hold Homer, I want you to be held accountable and I want you to back up what you're saying. That's all.
Yeah.
And when you do that, I want to put points at you.
That's what I don't like about the media.
What?
All right. He in fairness, Tausch actually does 3 things during the show.
Oh.
He gives you his opinion, one. He tells you what your opinion should be, too.
Yeah.
And then he tells you what you said, but you didn't really say. That's 3.
The greatest analysis.
Go back on the tape. What did Homer say about LaFleur? Did he say he had a worse season than Jordan Love did? Did he not say that?
Homer, I will talk to you tonight at 5 o'clock on the Homer Hour. That is Steve the Homer Truth.
That was fun. Homer, that was one of your better ones today.
He's gone.
He's already gone.
He's in his Lincoln. Just cruising down.
And the beauty of his Lincoln
down at Tosa
is on his way to Ted's. He can plug in his iPhone and listen to the ESPN Wisconsin app. It is all new. It's your state, your teams, your ESPN, the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app. A customizable homepage, easier and quicker live listening. Your shows are all at the touch of a fingertip. The ESPN Wisconsin app, available both in the Apple and Android app stores. Your state, your teams, your ESPN. Download the ESPN Wisconsin app today. More Wildy and Tausch, straight ahead. Stick around.
The Milwaukee Brewers, the Boston Red Sox.
Big turn at first. He's going to try for 2. Here's the throw. It's late. Aha! Hustle double for Joey Ortiz.
Today on 100.5 ESPN.
As always, to Uncle Homer. That was fun. Especially when you two get after each other. That's always entertaining.
Wow. It's also you can't say that Matt LaFleur had a brutal season, which is in essence what he said. And I tried to pin him down, and then he used his old age as a crutch, which I get. I use my memory. I understand that. But anyone that was listening to that He just said Jordan Love had a tough year. He gave him a C- or a C. And he said LaFleur was worse than Love. That makes me think he had a really bad year. Is that me putting words in his mouth?
No, you're using the logic.
And by the way, Matt LaFleur at the end of the season, his offense in that Philadelphia playoff game and in the Bear game, which was choppy, stunk.
Yeah, it was sloppy.
Garbanzo.
His own words.
It was garbanzo. You watched that Philly game, you would have thought he did not. I did. You watched that Philly, you would have thought the 85 Bears were playing against the Packers. And that we couldn't block anybody. I saw Richard Dent and the Fridge and McMichael, all these guys that's what it looked like. They're throwing our guys around to Jordan Love. They know where to go. And you turn it over four times and you're still down 16-10 in the fourth. It was ugly. And you said it, and at the end of that season, when LaFleur, after 17 weeks of football, got up there and said, "We're playing sloppy, I don't know," that was telling to me. And that is part of the reason that I picked the Philadelphia Eagles to beat the Green Bay Packers, even though y'all try to keep telling me, "Oh, you never picked the Packers." Check the tape, my friends. Picked Philadelphia the winner of that game to go win the Super Bowl. And what happened?
If they would have played in Milwaukee, the winner of the game would have gone to the Super Bowl.
No, I didn't. There were none of those qualifiers. Come on.
Life comes at you fast, and that's why Quick Trip is there, because they know that life is busy.
And Quick Trip gets it, whether you're craving that fresh coffee that I love, a tasty bakery treat, grab-and-go meals. Quick Trip is your go-to. Quick Trip has a variety of apps and meals. Right now they got those great boneless wings. Oh, hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and they're ready to go. Grab Quick Trip's crispy chicken sandwich, perfect for a quick bite, plus an 8-piece fried chicken meal that feeds your whole crew. And it's Wednesday today, so that's $9.99 for those tenders or bone-in chicken. You know that's not the only deal going on. Kitchen Cravings, 5-ounce sirloin beef steaks, 2 for $4. Nature's Touch American Cheese Singles, 12-ounce packages for $1.99. Nature's Touch Milk, just $1.99 a gallon. Fuel your day with quality taste. Quick Trip is your one stop for variety, quality, and fast service. You get gas, the free air, nice, clean restrooms. Quick Trip has you covered on all of it. Download the Quick Rewards app and take advantage of everything that Quick Trip has to offer. Plus, you can order ahead for pickup or go ahead and do curbside delivery. Quick Trip, we'll see you next time.
The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch kicks off in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.